Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Miss Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Pregunto podcast, because truly nobody asked for this podcast, but I'm having a blast and I hope you are too. Wow, here we are again. Oh my God, can you believe it? Yeah, guys, I'm still getting the hang of this whole recording thing again. Can't believe I did this for like 80-ish episodes and I still seem to be forgetting that I'm doing this, but don't worry. I have my notes here today, all right? I came prepared, okay? I came prepared today. So there's that. Once again, I just want to say, since this is like the intro, I'm actually going to make it really short because there's really not much for me to say except for like two things. One, thank you so much for everyone that has reached out being like, oh my God, love the pod, babe. You're so fun. You're so great. Eh. Just like all positive feedback and enforcements and just like honestly, just positivity overall over the pod. You are appreciated and loved and cared for. Wishing you the best in everything that you do and so much more. However, though, I would like to remind you once again that the program I'm using only allows me to record in 30-minute increments. So this podcast is going to be cut up a lot. If it's a long episode, I don't know how long today's episode is going to be, but honestly, it's almost the holiday season. I hope that you guys are on chill mode. I hope that you guys are taking care of yourselves, or, you know, if you're grinding hard, I get that too. I'm actually kind of in more of a grind mode. I'm kind of like in the middle. I'm kind of like, I kind of want to be nice on myself because, you know, it is like the end of the year. It's like, what else is there, you know, after everything we've been through as people and as society and with everything going on in the world, especially. It's like, ooh, where do I go mentally? Where should I do? Where should I go? What should I do? What should I be doing? But yeah, do whatever you want every day. I feel like kind of just take the day as it goes. I feel like that's kind of my advice. It's the weekend. And I hope that y'all are out having fun doing whatever it is. Or if you're in the house, stay cozy, stay warm, you know, gotta stay hydrated. Today's drink of the day or the night, if anything, I have been craving Inca Kola for the past, I don't know, month. And since I've been dancing for the whole month, I have been on a very big health kick. So I was trying not to eat things that were super bad for me. So, or drink anything that was super bad for me, aside from just like hella caffeine. I've been running on pretty much caffeine this whole month. And even more so, the past 5 months being in this dance company. Love it though. Wouldn't regret it. Wouldn't change a thing. But today I was like, no, I can't have soda. I don't usually have soda at all. But today I'm having an Inca Kola. If you know, you know, for my Peruvians out there. And for those who don't know, Inca Kola is basically just like carbonated soda, you know, just like, it's like the only soda I drink. You can Google it. It's like a yellow soda, but I like to gaslight myself a little bit. It's like, oh, it comes from a plant. It's healthy. It's not though. I read the ingredients and I never have read the ingredients in an Inca Kola before my entire damn life as I've been a Peruvian from day one. So today reading the ingredients, I'm like, oh, not that healthy for me. It's literally just 90% sugar. But you know, if you hear me bouncing off the walls virtually through this damn mic, that's why. But we're gonna do a little ASMR super quick with this Inca Kola because it's worth everything in this world. So it's like, and here we go. And then the bottom of the can. And I'm going to take a little sip-a-rooney. And yeah, you'll be hearing that throughout the whole episode. I'm sorry to tell you. It's 6 p.m. though, and I'm having this at 6 p.m. And we'll see how it pans out. But anyways, this is already a long intro enough. But yes, this is all I have for today as the intro. It feels so, like, I don't know. I don't know why this intro feels so different. But anyways, we're just going to carry on with the rest of the episode. I hope you enjoy. Just sit back, relax. Have your favorite drink, have your favorite food, just whatever it is. Yeah, just lay back, y'all. Just chill out and enjoy some time alone. We can, you know, bond for a sec. But yeah, that's today's episode so far. I'll see you guys in a bit. And we're back, ladies and gents. Honestly, the audio I've been kind of hearing sounds a little weird sometimes, so I'm going to bring the mic a little closer. Never happened to me before, so I don't know what the deal is, but knock on wood that it stays, you know, normal. Anyways, though, you knew this part of the episode was coming. I don't really need to even remind you guys. I've been dedicating all of my comeback episodes so far to what is going on in the world because it is literally holiday season, the season of giving, okay? Not giving sleigh, not giving. you're giving like back to the community of the world. Yeah. Yeah. So I have been dedicating every comeback episode so far to like literally what's going on in the universe and what it is. I will be linking all of the information below in the description from what is it? From my last episode of just like what is going on, what we need to know, and just like sources of like who you can follow in regards to these countries like Palestine, the Democratic Republic of Congo, the Sudan, just like who to follow and who to get like actual reliable information and updates and stuff like that. Because honestly, it's just something that I feel overwhelmed to like, you know about, because it's like, aside from like learning about it and like posting about it and stuff, what can we do? It's like, I feel like knowledge is power for sure in this aspect. And, you know, and don't forget to have in real life conversations with people about these certain topics. I feel like that's where the most change happens. Yes, you can post all on online all day, every day if you wanted to. But the real change really happens, you know, in person with real life people and, you know, having conversations and starting the conversations. If anything, hey, reminder, it is the holiday season. All right. You're going to have hella family time this year and this in the next few weeks, or literally next week, if anything, or yeah, two-ish weeks of like Christmas and just like whatever you celebrate this, you know, Hanukkah. I know Hanukkah just passed. So if you're Jewish, I hope you had a great Hanukkah. I don't really know how the rest of it works, but I just know, hey, Hanukkah and Christmas are kind of joined together in the same month. So whatever that means to you, whatever any holiday really means to you, or any holiday traditions, it's time to bring also to the table the conversation of what is going on in the world. You cannot ignore it. You will be sitting having, you know, whatever dinner for whatever holiday you're celebrating with loved ones, reminding you today that that is not going to be the case for a lot of people in the world right now. And it's like literally apocalyptic. Yes, that's the word, of what is going on in the world. And I don't know, I think it's important to shed light on what's going on and to remind you today that what is going on in the world is very real, very valid, and you get to listen to me talking into a microphone every Sunday, and you are listening on technology, you are listening through a phone, a cellular device, or on some nice headphones. I literally only wear Beats, bro. I only wear Beats, like I only wear Beat headphones. Like that's like just things that all add up at the end of the day. And it's also important to just remind yourself what you have. Literally this entire month, these entire last 3 months, I have been like catching myself complaining about the most minuscule things that are 100% solvable with a solution, and to add on various forms of solutions in question. So honestly, now is not the time to be stressed and ungrateful. We are allowed to have our problems absolutely. But in the grander scheme of things, it really could be worse. And for people right now in other parts of the world, like Palestine and the Congo and the Sudan, and probably even millions of places that not have a lot of coverage, even any form of, you know, media coverage, let alone only on social media, but they are quite literally living the worst of times, the worst of times, and worse than that. So I don't mean to make you fall, like make anyone feel really like you should be ashamed of the life you have. No, it's just like a matter of like recognizing the privilege that you have, where you're at in your life compared to literally anyone else right now. I know times are tough. I mean, we're all dealing with it, you know, in our world today, like inflation, expenses, like things are just really tough right now for everyone. And those are not valid. They are absolutely valid. But, you know, it's important to recognize that the world is just at a really sad place. And I hope that doesn't, you know, ruin your holiday spirit, because it certainly has hurt a bit of mine. But nonetheless, you know, it's important to just be aware of these things and talk to people about it, especially during the holiday dinner table, mind you. Okay, you can be the person that just be like, anyway, so regarding what's going on in Palestine, you know what I mean? You could just like bring those things up because it is important. You may have family members that don't believe in it. They want to like whatever it is, you know, whatever excuse they pull out of the median or the Western media's ass. Like some people dick ride Western media like it's nobody's business, but neither here nor there. Just reminding you today that I will be linking any information, any people to follow on what is going on in the world currently. And yeah, that's really all I have today. And then we're going to get into the episode. But yeah, so stick around and the episode will be right here. And we're back, my fellow aliens. Okay, so like I would like to remind you guys, by the way, that the program I'm using to record this is it only allows me to record in 30-minute increments, so bear with me, all right? My computer is still not fully there. Knock on wood that it survives. But yes, you read today's title. You're probably like, well, what are we going to talk about? Yeah, we're going to talk about it. Today's topic of this lovely podcast is allow yourself to dream and what that means. You know, we're going to unpack that today. I do have my notes here, all right? And you're probably like, girl, why this topic today? Like, I don't really care. Like, what are you talking about? The new year's around the corner, guys. All right. I just finished being with my dance company currently for the season. And next year, hopefully I can join back in because, you know, your girl needs the funds, you know? But yeah, the new year's around the corner in like a couple weeks. So I feel like now it's time to, or if you haven't already, to just like reflect on what you don't want to do in the new year, what you won't tolerate and stuff like that. Pretty much a lot of stuff that I've been reflecting on is like what I don't want, essentially. Like, I feel like I know more of what I don't want in the new year in regards to everything, in regards to career, in regards to dating, in regards to friendships, in regards to everything, but I don't know what I do want. I'm still trying to navigate that. I have like an idea, but I don't really have like a set blueprint, and it's been very hard for me to like actually draft one up. But I say all of this because I made an episode that I actually haven't even revisited in so long about the immigrant lifestyle, the immigrant, you know, mentality and what's flawed with it and why it can be a problem. I don't even remember what I said in that episode, to be fair. Feels like a lifetime ago. Excuse me. Whoa. Mind you, guys, I am drinking soda. Bear with me. I am drinking soda. I'm drinking Inca Kola. So if you want to join my fellow Peruvians, please do. I'm going to take a little sip of Rooney, if you will. Ahaha. But anyways, and yes, you did hear me swallow. Sorry. Unless, you know, somebody out there wants to boo me up and I can do other things as well. No, I'm kidding. We're going to get serious right now. Okay. But yes, long story short, the topic for this for today is like allowing yourself to dream and what that means and why today this particular topic. I don't know why I've been reflecting on that recently, but it basically just is, hey, you know what? It's time to reflect on the whole year that has passed. Feels like 2023 was so long for some weird reason, and it has been for me. And I feel like it's time for us to, you know, sit back and reflect on the year that we have all had, and we've all experienced this year very differently. So maybe this might be a time for you to get that journal, girl, whip it down and get yourself some cute little pens, some color coding and whatnot, and just see what needs to be done, what you aspire for. And I am also going to link a snippet and the podcast episode of my favorite podcast called Todo Chido, and basically means everything's cool. They have been my favorite podcast for this whole year. I'm actually like one of the few positive things this year that has happened to me was definitely finding that podcast. So shout out to literally them. I know they'll literally never listen to this, but one can dream. Okay. One can dream. And so basically there are three, they're just like normal people, you know, bro, like three badasses from LA, born and raised, you know, and they just kind of talk about the immigrant lifestyle, and they're all Mexican American. I believe one of them is Asian as well. So Mexican American, but also with some Asian in there as well. So that's why I'm like literally obsessed with this podcast. You guys do not understand. I was like, in my top three in my Spotify Wrapped, you know the vibes. But they had an episode that I actually haven't fully finished yet, but I did see the snippet that very much went viral. And if we have the same algorithm or a similar one, and if you're Latino of any kind, or just, you know, a kid of an immigrant parent or a household, basically it's of this lovely filmmaker, I believe, what is his name? Jorge something. I think it's like, I don't want to say, okay, to be fair, I know his last name, but I can't pronounce it because I don't want to mess it up. But I'll be writing his, you know, actual name in the description and all that, so y'all can check him out and check out his work and stuff like that, and also just the episode in general. But basically, Jorge was saying in this viral clip that I will also link, just like the clip of it, and then link the actual like full length episode that I actually haven't finished watching or listening to, but I will be linking it. And it's basically Jorge on this like Todo Chido podcast of all these lovely baddies, and he's basically explaining how it's a really, really sad thing to think about when you think of, you know, Latino trauma and stuff like that, the immigrant lifestyle of hustling and providing. And basically the summary of it is, because I won't spoil everything for you, is that there is a flaw with not allowing yourself to dream bigger than what you currently do. And it's basically like the two common themes are like survival versus dreaming. And when I heard that, I was like, damn, that's very true. Like, that's really, really true for some people. And it's very real. And the whole concept of, you know, immigrant parents and immigrant households, like, it's not just Latinos that go through this, by the way. Like, definitely. Jorge was talking about in Latino trauma, how that's a thing. Basically, you just have to survive rather than dream your whole life. And work towards said dreams, whatever that might mean for you, whatever that means for the said person involved, etc. So to me, I was like, I want to revisit that. For some reason, it felt like I was revisiting that this past week, and just overall, I feel like I kind of find myself every now and then going back to that, like, yeah, that's a real thing. Especially when I know that times are tough, I kind of just, I'm like, well, I'm kind of working for something bigger than just myself. So need to keep that in mind. And this matters to me because I am very fortunate to have grown up in a household where, yes, I did come from immigrant parents, that's already a struggle within itself. We can go into a whole episode or even trilogy or even multiple episodes unpacking the immigrant household mentality. And also not even just immigrants, we can also subsection that to Latino household, immigrant lifestyle. And then we can also go into the whole wide similarities and differences of different households of immigration in general from different countries with different cultures and stuff like that. So that's a whole other concept that could be for another day, right? But like I said, I'm very fortunate to have grown up in a household where I was allowed to dream bigger than just working a current job and just like dying in that job, you know? Like, I was very fortunate that both my parents were very much like, no, you can go further than this, than what just is what you have currently. Like, you're allowed to dream bigger than just yourself. And you're allowed to aspire. If anything, you should be doing that, not a means of survival, you know? And when I say that, I mean, I'm very fortunate to have picked, you know, a dream career and what I wish to explore, but something that does need to be, you know, bringing in steady income. Like, look, I'm very fortunate to have grown up with family that's very supportive of anything that I do. My dad, not so much. But, you know, it's neither here or there. It's not like an extreme case scenario. In the very early stages of my life and academic career, yeah, it was pretty extreme on my dad's part on, like, me not being consistent with school and stuff like that. Now it's more of, like, whatever. It's, like, kind of an impassing thought. But, you know, I do need to look at the bigger picture. Sure, I'm allowed to dream. I'm allowed to aspire for things that are dangerous or aspire for things that are kind of a risk. But also I need to look at the facts of myself and be like, okay, I'm allowed to have these dreams and aspirations and goals and stuff that are bigger than just myself, but I also need to find something that actually does bring in something that is a reliable form of income to survive. You know what I mean? Like, there are two sides to this story and two sides of what it means to, you know, dream and have those goals and, you know, dream and dream and dream all you want and work towards those dreams and goals, but also be realistic about how am I going to survive during that time, you know? And that's where I'm currently at right now. Like, I know what I want to do, and unfortunately it's not something that I can fully rely on. at all times, and I know 100% I'll be cashing a check every Friday. Like, I know for a fact that's unfortunately not my life, and that's unfortunately not what I'm going to be living. But hey, you know what? Never say never, right? But realistically, that's what I wanted to bring today in today's episode, you know, like to allow yourself to aspire for more than just what you do now. And if you're struggling to find that, that's fine. That, like, no one knows what they really want to do. I feel like even older people, like people what? And they're like 50s and plus, they change careers all the time. They change what they want to do. They change their focus. You're allowed to change every single day, which is like the best part of life, you know? But nonetheless, there's just so much to unpack here, bro. This could be like a 30,000 hour like long episode. But that's essentially today's episode of like allowing yourself to dream bigger than just survival. And letting your dreams just be dreams and not ever, like, you know, basically seeing your dreams as so unattainable and just like a dream that you could just fantasize about. But reality is you can achieve anything that you desire, even if you feel like you can't, you know, we all feel that way at one point. And then one day you start making it happen, or like little by little, you start seeing the actual like possibility and you're like, oh shit, this is real, you know? But I see the immigrant, how like the hustle of it can do more harm than it does good. I feel like there's a lot of ways we can, you know, take that into perspective. But look, honestly, I want to preface this because I will be talking in this episode about my experience with this topic in particular, one, and two, talking about this experience with Latinos that I've met and encountered. So by no means is this me generalizing. This is just literally my experience. So I'm going to preface that now before I actually get into the rest of this episode or the sections and topics within this topic itself. I'm fully aware that this is all circumstantial. I'm fully aware that it's hard to want the things or like work hard for the dreams that you aspire for, because not all of us are privileged and not all of us, you know, have the same opportunities. I'm literally 1000% aware of that. So you don't need to come from my neck being like, oh, you sound so tone deaf. It's like, bitch, I'm fully aware that like there are people that find it very hard to dream for the things that they want because they cannot fathom their life being whatever it is currently. I'm fully aware of that. So by no means is this me generalizing the whole public. This is literally just me talking about the people I've met in my life, the household I grew up in, and just meeting the types, and also living in two different states, by the way. Like, if you guys don't know, if this is like your first few times listening to me, hi. I was born in California, and I moved to Miami, or essentially Florida, Fort Lauderdale, or like, yeah, no, West Palm Beach County. That's the county. But yeah, Fort Lauderdale area. I had family in Miami, so I was always in Miami every weekend. I was going to school basically in Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach County, essentially. And then I was in Miami, Dade County, like literally every weekend because all of my family lives in Miami. So long story short, I do have pretty good perspectives on both sides of this, you know, topic today of like allowing yourself to dream further and what you aspire for versus just staying in survival mode. And I've been surrounded by Latinos my whole life. Of course, I met obviously several other nationalities and races and much more, but I feel like I've met primarily my whole life Latinos from different countries, different lifestyles, different, you know, customs and traditions, and no one is wrong and there's no right way to be Latino. Like, that's not a thing, by the way. We can go into a whole other topic about that, by the way. But also, I live in LA County, by the way, like currently. I'm from LA County, so it's a primarily Latino focused county with a fair share of other, you know, people involved, other nationalities and other races and stuff. But who else am I gonna encounter, really? If I go to downtown, I'm gonna meet Latinos like left and right, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's very common here. And when I lived in Florida, literally I was like 45 minutes an hour south, 95, the 869 south, the 75, like the 874 south, and boom, I'm in Miami. Like, and yes, I do have currently a screenshot of where, what city I lived in Fort Lauderdale to what Miami was like, you know, that world, you know. I was literally like 45 minutes away from Miami when I was living in Florida. And Everyone in Miami speaks Spanish, by the way, mind you. If you've never been to Miami, like, everyone there speaks Spanish by default. Like, it's like, you, if you don't speak Spanish there, you're gonna get looked really weird, like, really weird. Like, you're gonna look, you're gonna be looked at like hella weird. And so, in conclusion, I have been surrounded by immigrants and their stories and what they bring to the table and just overall their existence and what they bring and, you know, the stories they have to tell and their struggles, their emotions, their, just everything else in between, you know? And I absolutely find that to be an amazing privilege and honor, and I don't take for granted, because we can all learn from each other. And I've learned so much from various Latinos and just people from all over the world. And it's so important to me, and it's crucial, and it still inspires me to this day. And being from Southern California and hearing, you know, what struggles like Central Americans face and have faced versus being in Miami and hearing what immigrant struggles the Caribbean immigrants have endured. And yeah, it feels so similar yet so different, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know, like, it, I don't know, for some reason it just feels so different, but it also feels very similar. And I don't wish to speak over these voices either, by the way. I don't wish to speak over, you know, Caribbean voices, nor do I wish to speak over Central American voices. This is literally just, once again, the experiences I've had with the whole conversation of, you know, dreaming and aspirations and survival versus dreaming, essentially. And this is based on who I've met, really. And honestly, what do all these immigrant stories and struggles have in common, and versus how they're different? And once again, to preface, once again, from personal experience only, and not all situations are the same, okay? But from what I've experienced and encountered, Miami, people aspire to dream bigger, or not bigger, just like big in general, than the lives that from the countries they've immigrated from, whatever that means, by the way. That can mean so many different things. Like, usually, like, a lot of immigrants, for at least Latinos I've encountered, they move to the, or they immigrate to, you know, the U.S. because they want more opportunities for their children, whatever that looks like for them. And sometimes I do make the joke of, you know, myself, where it's like, my parents, you know, immigrated from Peru to give me an education. I still haven't finished that said education. So sometimes I, like, find myself joking about that kind of stuff, because it's kind of funny. And I also feel like a lot of other Latinos can also feel the same way. It's like, oh yeah, my parents, like, immigrated from, you know, war and famine and just, like, all the worst of times. And here I am just, you know, dilly-dallying on my phone every night, you know, watching TikToks. I'm like, that's so real. Because I have those feelings too, where it's like, yeah, my parents went through, like, you know, or no, they didn't really go through hell. They just kind of immigrated because they wanted, you know, better life for me, whatever that means. So, like, just more opportunities in general. We all know that common saying and response. And I'm over here, like, you know, making silly little Instagram reels in my bathroom, screaming at a phone, essentially, and making a podcast. So I don't really think this is what they had in mind, but, you know, here we are, like, potato, potato, tomato, tomato, like, ooh. But, you know, at one point, Miami was affordable. I will, you know, say that. At one point it was, believe it or not, guys, okay, Miami was once affordable, and it remained affordable for the most part until, like, recently with inflation. At least to my knowledge, I don't live there anymore. Obviously, my primos in Miami can definitely, you know, talk more about that, but from what I can tell and what I can see, Miami was, like, pretty affordable, or at least reasonably priced, if that makes sense. You can get a really nice house, like, 3-bedroom and above, and, like, you know, I don't know, Homestead, Kendall, and it'd be less than a milli. Now, bitch? Oh my god, that shit's like a milli above. I'm like, let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there. Because that's not the Miami I know, by the way. And by the way, if you're a real one, Kendall is the real Miami. Don't quote me. Or don't at me. We're not gonna argue. I'm just letting you guys know. And so, and, like, okay, and then with, like, LA County, I feel like LA, or just LA in general, like, I feel like people aspire for survival and they also aspire for more. Like, I feel like it's a pretty good balance. But hey, you know what? I've met a fair share of people that are immigrants in general, just, like, overall, they more focus on stability and providing and survival more than they do for dreaming bigger. And hey, you know what? Maybe we can even bring up the question of like, what does it mean to even aspire for more? You know, I think that's like also the question I need to bring up, because I didn't even think about that until now. Like, what does it mean to aspire for more in life? What does it mean to have bigger goals and dreams and stuff like that? You know what I mean? Because like some people, or like some immigrants, they immigrate to the US for opportunities, and all they want to do is just make their own business, and they set it up, and that's their life for their whole rest of their lives, you know? And that's not even wrong either. You know, like who are we as people to say that's wrong, you should aspire for more? And it also brings the conversation of, okay, once you have everything, why do you want more? Because we're human, right? But I feel like that's something I didn't even think about until now as I'm like talking about this. And also I'm really realizing that the sugar is really kicking in this Inca Kola right now. But that's my point, essentially. It's like, I didn't even get a chance to finish all of my notes because I was literally, it was like Thursday or something when I was making these notes. And I had dance, and I was literally like, I think I like worked out. I had leg day in the morning and at the gym. And I just like kind of focused on getting ready for like dance later that day. And I just never got a chance to like shower. And then I was like, wait, I got to like do my notes for the podcast. I said, I know what I want to talk about, but I need my notes because it's a lot to cover. And I started doing my notes until like 3:30. And I was like, oh shit, I got to leave soon. So basically, I didn't get a chance to finish all of my notes. So I'm kind of uncovering and unraveling all of this on my own with you guys. So I think it's also important to bring up the question, like, what does it mean to aspire for more and dream bigger? But if your dream was always, let's say, to have a restaurant, a successful restaurant when you came or you immigrated to the States, and you did that, let's say you did, let's say that you completely fully accomplished that dream, then is it really fair to say, can you dream bigger than that? And that's up to the person involved to answer that question. You know, it's like, well, I think I'm okay with this life and I think I'll stick with it. You know, I feel like that's a lot of immigrants these days, and that's great too. Who am I to say they can't do that, right? Who am I to say that's wrong? Because I don't get a say. I don't get a say. I'm just here to open that conversation up of like allowing yourself to dream bigger, okay? But I don't even think this episode is going to be this short. Wow. But I think that the second half of this episode, I want to focus on being the kid of immigrants to parents, like the ones that either want you to run the family business that they built, or vice versa. You know, I feel like I want to focus on that a little bit more. So I think that's where I'm going to really transition it, because I kind of cover most of everything that I have in my head. But who knows what we'll unpack in the second half. You know what I mean? Ooh, and that kind of rhymed. Bars. But yeah, guys. Wow, I didn't think this was going to be this like quick. You know what I mean? Wow, I kind of ate that up. And no crumbs. But anyways, we're going to talk about the second half in a minute. So bear with me. And we're back for the second half. I can't believe that I didn't think this episode was going to be this short, guys. Anyways, though, we're still here with the Inca Kola. She's a little more than halfway done. And if you hate that I'm drinking things on the mic, you can suck my dick and choke on it, you know? But anyways, the second half of this episode, I actually wanted to focus on, you know, obviously the same topic we're currently dealing with right now. But with kind of just like the kid of immigrants' reaction to like aspiring for more. So we can go into a whole thing about that, honestly. I wanted to save that second half. But to be honest, like I said, for me at least, I feel as if my family was pretty clear and made it known that my sister and I would aspire for, you know, big things. And by big things, I mean just like whatever we basically wanted to do, as long as it was making money, would be kind of essentially the big dream. And we would kind of decide to, like, my sister and I would be the ones to decide where it goes, said, you know, success in whatever field it is. And look, I know there's a meme that goes around every now and then that's like, when the white kid that grew up with, you know, family and success and money just handed to them, that they end up choosing like an artist role and a creative, you know, job and creative in general. And it's funny because it's like, well, what do they have to share? It's so fun. To me, that meme is so funny because it's like, oh, I feel like that's more of like a POC thing. I don't know. I just know that ever since I see that meme, it's like, oh, of course the white girl does that. Of course the white girl picks that, you know, major in college. But anyways, that's the second half of this episode, essentially, like kind of focusing on the, like, you know, kid of immigrants reaction or like the lifestyle of, you know, basically having family members and parents that grew up, you know, in whatever circumstances of their lives, whether it was war or whether it was, you know, just the hard of times and just horrible, you know, times running away from a government, running away from just in general, like just, you know, immigrant struggles, and they came to the US for more and here they are, whatever they have decided to build for themselves. And they have kids like us, and then it's up to us to kind of carry on the burden of their generational trauma that they chose never to heal. That's a whole other episode as well. But it is so interesting to me because I feel like I've met a fair share of 50-50 when it comes to fellow Latinos, at least. Or Latino kids, like kid of immigrants, that they either see themselves, you know, working the job that they currently have, maybe stepping up a bit to aspiring for more and dreaming about, you know, whatever it is. Me personally, I still don't know essentially what my biggest dream is aside from just one. I do want to tour one day for, you know, a big musician. That's my biggest dream as a dancer. And, you know, one day I'll probably get there, and I'm not going to really count essentially when that is. I kind of just, you know, want to work towards it, and when it comes, you know. But that's my personal dream, a big one for that. I obviously have more dreams in different, you know, fields of my life. I definitely want to be a creative director and, you know, creative director for big companies and big brands and big fashion brands more than anything. Dive into fashion. Where can I go with that, you know? But I know two things for myself. I want to bring Peruvian culture to LA. I feel like, I don't know if I mentioned this on a podcast episode. I feel like I have, but I feel like LA is so Central American based, which is fine, you know, no hate to that. Obviously, California used to be part of Mexico. Okay, let's just be fucking for real. California was once Mexico. Let's just be honest here. Let's just accept that it was once that. Okay. So obviously, I know that like California is more Central American based. Obviously, you know, Guatemalans, Mexicans, Salvies, just like Central Americans, you know. But also I feel like there's like a very quiet, there's not enough noise, if that makes sense, for South Americans, let alone Peruvians. So for me, meeting any Peruvian in LA is like a big deal for me. And so I want to be the one that brings that culture there, bring that respect, just as loud as Central Americans have been with their culture, especially Mexicans. I want to bring that same energy just with Peru and Peruvian culture and Peruvian lifestyle and earn that respect for at least the city of LA. Who knows, you know, we'll get there one day. But right now that's like currently a big goal of mine, and just be the one that's responsible for bringing that to LA and also, you know, bringing other Peruvian creators, creatives, or just any Peruvians in general that want to make it in LA and whatever they do, and obviously have a thorough message and not just doing it for fame and fortune, but for, you know, that they have something to say and that they want to, you know, embrace their culture and their country just as much as I have embraced and respected the country that my parents have come from and taught me. And you know what I mean? I feel like I can go into a whole tangent on that. That's like one big dream of mine. And two, obviously, I want to creative direct a fashion show one day, like a big one, like not some like, you know, Fashion Nova shit. All right. I'm talking like YSL type of bitch. OK, we're going there because YSL is a big brand for me. I don't own anything YSL, but I will one day. And I feel like YSL is so timeless for me. It's like that one big fashion company, that one big fashion, like, not even brand. They're so much more than a brand. Like, they're luxury and high fashion, you know? And YSL, man. YSL is timeless for me. YSL is, I feel like I need to know more about the history of it, of course, but for me, from what I can see, YSL is just elegance, timeless, and so for everyone, I think. I think that YSL is so a luxury high fashion brand that is so for everyone. I feel like I can really envision anyone in YSL. And so I want to creative direct their show one day, and or at least a show for them. And who knows where that'll take me, you know? That all I know is that's like, I do want to creative direct for a major high fashion fashion show. Because I think I saw the episode of, like, of all people, Kim K, where she was a creative director for Dolce & Gabbana, and I was like, damn. Because I saw the work that she went into doing that, and I was like, damn, that sounds awesome. Like, she was in charge of, like, everything. She pulled pieces from archival moments. Like, she did a whole 90s, like, theme, bro. Like, to me, that was inspirational. I was like, damn. Like, she can literally just call up any fashion designer that she knows, and she can bring up the idea and they can offer it and give it to her. But I know that, like, watching that episode, it was when, like, Dolce & Gabbana themselves, like, offered her that opportunity. So my point is that she can literally call up any fashion designer that she wants and get that. Like, me, I kind of have to work my way there. We're working on it. But nonetheless, yeah, dude, like, those are my two biggest dreams in life, you know? Like, I feel like that's what I'm called to be doing. I feel like that's what I'm meant to be doing. And also dance, of course. And tour is one thing, you know, I know I will get there one day. And like I said, I don't really want to put a, you know, time stamp on it, or at least a too close of a time stamp, because it does lead to disappointment sometimes when you don't reach your certain manifestation goal on the time frame that you set for. Because, you know, that's what I think, like, the problem with manifestation is, I feel like you're allowed to have these manifestations and goals and stuff like that, and then you can put a time stamp on it, but, like, don't get discouraged when it doesn't happen on that time frame, because, you know, it might not be the time for that to happen or come to fruition, but it will come in due time, essentially. But yeah, that's, like, my take on it. But nonetheless, we're talking about immigration, you know, kids of immigrants and what that means. But, like, for me, those are my dreams, you know, and, like, I wouldn't have those dreams if I wasn't encouraged from a very young age, both of my parents, to be like, you got to dream big, like, whatever that means to you. Whatever that looks like, you got to dream big. You're never going to be someone that wants to work a dead-end job and just fail, you know? You want to, at first, like, I mean, like, I feel like the whole conversation of, like, challenging the 9-to-5 mentality is, like, I think even recent for me. I'm 24. I feel like that conversation was brought up in, like, 2020, honestly. Maybe it was before that. I could be wrong. You can't quote me on it. But at least from what I can see, that challenge, that question of challenging authority and that concept has been more of a recent thing. Definitely not when I was in early college and in high school. So that's me. That's just my take on it. But like I said, like, I am honored and privileged to have even lived in a household where that was even possible. There are some households out there, immigrant parents or not, like, that you literally have to work to survive. And if you lose the job, you have to find something else, like, immediately. Like, you have no time to waste. You have no time to spare. Like, that's really, like, for some people. And if that's the case that you've been in, I really hope this episode resonates with you, that don't forget to dream for the things you desire, or even take time to even sit down with what you actually want in this life. What is calling to you? What is meant for you? What is something that you feel that you need to do? You know what I mean? And I feel like there are signs, bro. Like, there are definitely signs from the universe or whatever higher power you believe in telling you what to do. And I'll give you some examples of the things that I've been feeling. Number one, or at least not lately, but, like, signs that have been very obvious to me. So one sign was with dance. It was dance related. I have been running, I'm telling you guys now, my next episode is going to be dance-ish related. I don't want to spoil it, though, but it's, like, related to that. Or maybe it won't be. Who knows? I don't want to spoil anything. But I have been running from dance my whole life. I have been dancing on and off since I was 14. I'm 24. That's 10 years of my life, okay? I have been running from it without even me noticing I've been running from it. And so my whole life, I feel like I've been called to it, but I always told myself, and I just kind of, you know, heard the creative jobs don't make money. And it's true. And it will one day, of course. I feel like we all can say, if you're going to be a creative, it's gonna, you're gonna pay a really hefty price in your mental health. Like, I'm being so fucking for real. I've already been through hell all this time. But nonetheless, I mentioned in a previous episode that, like, I wanted to be a scientist when I was younger, and then I took chemistry and I was like, never mind, I don't want to be. And then my immediate reaction to, like, learning or having that realization, I was kind of panicking about my life. I was like, damn, then what am I supposed to do? I thought I was going to be a scientist this whole time. And then I realized I went into dance because it was an elective for me in high school, and that was where it all snowballed, and that was where it all began. And I have been running from it my whole life. Even though I've been practicing it my whole life, I still have been running from it. And when I say that, I mean, like, all the things that I tried for dance, I actually got. I told myself, like, late or early this year, I wanted to try being in a dance company. And I applied to the one I was in as a joke, dude. As a joke. Like, I didn't even know who the mentor was. Like, I didn't know who my mentor was. I didn't even know who, like, I know that the guy who founded it, I know who he is now because I was in his program and his company for these past like 5 months, and I've been seeing him like nearly every day this past December because it was an intensive that we saw each other every single day. And so I was running from dance my whole life, and I didn't even know it. I didn't even realize it. And so I think also a big wake-up call for me was when I was catching up with one of my friends, David. I don't know if he listens to this podcast. I don't know if he will, but shout out to you, girl. Shout out to you, girl. Let's get brunch soon. But I haven't, you know, caught up with him since, what is it? Since like pre-pandemic, or like the day the pandemic happened. I was like in Santa Monica College. We met in SMC in the dance department, and we were both taking dance classes together, and that's how we met. And we were also kind of like, you know, the only like POC out of the very few that were in that class. So that's also why we bonded very well. But nonetheless, we caught up after 3 years, dude, almost four, in this like December that, or no, not this December, like a couple months ago. And basically we just caught up with life, caught up with dating, caught up with all that girly stuff, you know, just girly things. And I told him about the dance company I got accepted into. It was like before we started the company. Or no, what am I saying? It was when we were already in the company, or when I was already in the company and I was like early stages of it. And I told him, I was like, yeah, but I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's for me, you know, like, I don't know if this is like what I'm meant to be doing. And he really was like, so you mean to tell me that you've been dancing since we first met? And I think you also told me even before that you were at least a little bit experienced in that realm of dance. And regardless, you said you wanted to join a company and you almost did our teacher's dance company. You almost applied to that one, but then you ended up applying to the one that you're currently in and got in. And you're doing this 2 times a week so far, and then there's an intensive in December. And on top of that, you are talking about it now as we're catching up, and you are sure you still don't want to do something with dance. Okay, then. Okay. And you're still sure that you don't think you're good enough. Okay, then. Okay. Sure. Yeah. I was like, wow, you kind of ate me up there, bestie. I was like, oh, he kind of got me there. I was like, oh, he kind of ate me up just with that little thing right there. Not gonna lie to you guys, I felt so attacked, like in a good way though. I was like, damn, he kind of got me there. I was like, shit, wait, he's kind of right. Like, what do you mean? Like, I was like, wait, I have been doing this for like half of my life, and here I am being like, oh, I don't know still. Like, what? Now that I think about it, it's really funny. But yeah, so I was like, wait, he kind of ate me up with that. Like, he ate me up with that one little thing. I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna give him his credit there, which is true, bro. That's where I was like, wait, he kind of ate me up, because like, that's true. I was like, wait. Hold on. Like, hold on. What do you fucking mean? Like, wait. Yeah, he has a point. I have been running it from dance my whole life, and here I am having it thrown back in my face, like in a friendly way. But I was like, what? Wow. Your friends, bro. They see shit that you don't see. So always ask your friends. All right? Always ask your friends for advice. Always ask your friends how they view you, because trust, it will be so helpful and beneficial for you when you have moments of doubt in yourself and moments of doubt in general in your life, whether it's career decisions to make and stuff like that. But nonetheless, though, that's what I mean when I say, like, if you're in a current situation where you're not sure if you're allowed to dream bigger than yourself, or you've been raised your whole life to just kind of work in whatever job it is to just pay the bills and survive, essentially, versus, you know, means to an end and dreaming of something bigger than yourself, there will be signs of, like, what you should be doing from the universe or for whatever higher power you believe in. And that was one of my signs, or the very few signs that I've mentioned so far when it comes to dance, because I was running from it my whole life, and I didn't even notice it until very recently, until, like, now, 10 years later, mind you. And so, and then my second, and that's also how I discovered, like, that's one of my purposes in this life. You know, I was like, that's something I know I need to be doing. I don't know how, I don't know why, I don't know in what form I should be doing this, but I just know I have to be doing dance in some capacity my whole life, for as long as I can, for as long as I live. And that's, like, one thing. And then another sign that I got was actually something like Miami based. It was super funny. I've been kind of, you know, debating the idea of, like, moving back to Miami, but with all these prices, I'm like, not so much. But, you know, prices aside, if it was never about inflation, I'm still, like, debating, because I was also debating this even before the before the pandemic and before all of that. And you would think that I would know, right? You'd be like, I don't know. I'm, like, still debating it, and I don't really see myself going there now, at least in this time. But I'm never, like, gonna say no. Like, if the opportunity fell into my hand, kind of on its own, like, it's, like, thrown at me, I feel like I would say yes at this point in my life. But, you know, I'm talking, like, funds have to be met, like, job has to be secured, like, apartment has to be all about me, and I live with no one, and I gotta have the funds to do all of that, plus have a workout schedule, have a healthy balance of, you know, family time and also leisure time, versus also being able to just, you know, basically just, like, live the same life that I live in LA right now, but also transfer that to Miami. But that's my essential thing. And I remember, like I said, like, that thought kind of passes my mind every now and then, like, and as of recently, kind of a lot. And also, at one point, it was all I thought about. It was, like, at one point, I, like, wanted to move 100%. I knew that in my heart. And then I ended up, you know, kind of changing my mind because, you know, prices. And also, I live in LA, one of the greatest cities. Sorry, Miami. I love you. I lived in Florida for a long time in my life, but LA is still the best. Always will be. West Coast, best coast. I don't care what y'all say. And also, LA and Miami are very polar opposites. They're, like, nowhere near the same. They're nowhere near alike. And so they all have their quirks and traits and stuff like that. But nonetheless, I found myself one day, I think I actually got my new Apple Watch earlier, or, like, earlier this year. And because I had the Apple Watch Series 4, and it was, like, starting to fail on me. So my dad was like, hey, I'll get you a new one and we can put it on the phone bill, which, by the way, ride that phone, or, like, that phone network until the wheels fall off on that family plan, you guys. Just ride that wave until the wheels fall off, okay? And so I got my Apple Watch, my new one that I currently have. And you're probably like, what does this have to do with, like, dreaming and shit? Believe me, I will tell you. So, like I said, I've been, you know, debating the idea of moving back to Miami and also just living on my own, fully, no roommates. Because, like, these are my non-negotiables, by the way. I have written my non-negotiables if I ever move to Miami. Income has to match the rent, because I will be, you know, living by myself. Also, I will be living by myself, number two. I will have to have in-unit laundry and a gym in my apartment complex. And also far away from the water, but nice views regardless, because I am scared of climate change. And also, I need you guys to know, Miami will be going underwater along with the East Coast. Thank you so much for coming to my TED Talk, by the way. In case you didn't know about the, you know, climate change and, you know, global warming, yeah, it's going to go underwater. And I got that confirmation from my geology professor back in college. Thank you so much. I am not just saying that to come out of my ass. I do have actual scientific proof from a scientific specialist and professor. So, nonetheless, so you're probably like, girl, just get to the damn point. I will. So when I got the Apple Watch, I like set my password and everything, you know, the whole, like, setting up of the whole new, like, device on Apple devices and stuff. And so I set everything up and I put it on my wrist. And then for like 2 days, I was like, I saw that like the weather widget was saying, like, it just like, I have it set up to just show the like the degree, like what degrees it is outside, like according to my watch. And I kept seeing like 87, 76, or like, you know, what's it called? Like just different really high temperatures, like really high hot temperatures. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, what is this? This is not LA. Like, LA is kind of cold right now. Like, what the hell? And I tapped it and it said Miami, Florida. Bitch. And you're probably like, girl, that's not really of a sign. To me, it was. Okay. And you want to know why? And like in my head, I was like justifying it too. I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, that means nothing. Okay. That means nothing. Because like the person that could have gotten this watch, or the person before me, or whatever, you know, factory it came from, maybe the person that owned it prior, or the factory it was located in, I don't know, was based in Florida and Miami. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck, why was it set to that? I don't know. Maybe it's because a lot of companies focus on East Coast time. I don't know. And also true, when you grow up in LA, a lot of things are based on the East Coast time. That's just how it is. I don't know why it's always been like that, but it just is. And so I was like, oh, is this a sign, universe? Is this a sign? Like, is this your way of telling me I need to be there, or what? And kind of ever since then. And also, I think my second sign for that would be kind of like along those lines. Like, I do have a lot of Miami friends and a lot of Miami family members. And also a lot of y'all that listen to my podcast are from Miami as well. So I feel like that's also a big sign indicator. It's like, girl, you just need to go there. You just need to go and live there. But I'm like, nah, I will not move there until I have the opportunity thrown at me. I want, like, if the universe is listening to me right now, and they're like, bitch, you need to live in Miami for this amount of time, and here's your opportunity. If I don't get a job that I actually like, that I can work from home with, and that matches the rent, where I pay rent so low, and it matches my groceries intake for the week every week, and I can have my cat with me, and in-unit laundry, and everything else in between, all right? If all of those are met, then, oh, and also like my income is not really a worry, all right? I can, you know, worry less and, you know, live at home, do my job at home, you know, spend time with my cat and just mind my own business and go out every weekend with the girls. And by the girls, I mean my primas and stuff like that. Then sure, I'll take the opportunity. But until then, if ever possible, I am staying my ass in this damn house in LA. So, because I'd be going from a house to an apartment, all right, y'all? Let's be fucking for real. Everybody wants a house. Most people do. Trust, I don't want to sacrifice having a house versus living in an apartment. I'm sorry for y'all that live on your own and have apartments. There's nothing wrong with apartments, but it's just not for me. If I got to share a room with somebody, I will actually kill someone, for real. Not actually. That's just a joke, by the way, for legal terms. But those are my non-negotiables, and truly, having a whole house to myself with just one other person I live with my mom, versus living alone in an apartment that I don't even own, by the way, and I'm just paying someone to let me live there. Yeah, there's kind of, you know, a higher chance I'm going to live in a house. Like, let's just be honest here. But in conclusion, as I wrap this up, if you're in a point of your life where you've been kind of taught to just live on survival mode, or just not ever have the time to sit with what you need to sit with and be like, what is it that I want? What is it that I aspire for? What is calling to me? What is literally being thrown in my face as to like what I should be doing with my life? And I'm ignoring the signs, or I'm just not seeing them. You know, because like I said, whatever higher power, whether it's the universe, God, whatever you believe in as a higher power to you, is like giving, they're going to give you signs of what you are meant to be doing with your life. I swear, bro, I promise you, if you just look for them, they are there. And sometimes I've had signs thrown at me from the universe that I'm like, it's so obvious that I'm like, whoa, shit, like, okay, like, you didn't need to yell at me, universe, okay? I hear you. And the universe is a very powerful thing, at least for me, from my personal experience. I feel like, if I'm being honest, I grew up Christian, not crazy Christian, like religious, but I feel like I've gotten more response and more out of the universe, whether as like God or whatever. And that's just me personally. Am I wrong? Maybe, you know? But nonetheless, like, this episode is dedicated for people that are on survival mode right now, and they just feel like they don't have the time, or they don't really envision whatever dreams they have because of circumstances, lack of opportunities, and so on and so forth. Like, I'm here to tell you right now, if you don't ever take at least maybe 1 5-minute break of your life to just sit with what you need to be doing and evaluate what are the signs I'm seeing or not seeing, or take time to actually dedicate yourself, okay, I'm going to start looking for the signs from the world, from the universe, from whatever higher power, like I said, and actually listen to them and actually go forward with it. You know, like, if you don't sit down with those thoughts and dedicate that time for yourself, you're never going to get to where you need to be, and you'll be stuck in a loop. And hey, you know what? If you are fine with just, you know, working a few other jobs every now and then and sticking with one that takes, you know, a lot of your time, by all means, I'm not here to tell you that you're wrong for that. Okay. There are people that live perfectly happy lives being in the jobs that they have, as long, because like, some people crave stability over dreaming and risks and stuff like that. And are those things wrong? Absolutely not. I'm not here to tell any parent or, you know, any adult whether they're trying to survive is wrong, because it's not. And especially during more than ever than this time right now, I feel like life right now is more about survival, especially with how everything is so expensive, inflation, and just overall, like, with the world on our shoulders and, you know, having to be there for other people in this world, a community, just like overall, you can't do everything at once, you know. But if you don't ever take time to evaluate what needs to get done, evaluate what it is you want out of life, and if you even come to the conclusion that, hey, you know what, I'm working a good job, I get a steady income that can afford my life that I currently have, and maybe afford the life that I, you know, maybe I want to get married one day and have kids, maybe I need to start looking into that, then by all means, that's not wrong or incorrect either. And don't ever let anyone tell you that, what is it, that like you trying to provide for yourself and your family is wrong. It's just, if you ever find yourself being called to something bigger, I feel like it's time that you listen to it. And like I said, I've been like, if it makes you feel any better, I've been running from the thing I was meant to be called for over 10 years. It took me until this year to realize I've been running from it my whole life. And so with that being said, friends, I am done and wrapped up for the day. Like I said, take care of yourselves, stay healthy, just be aware of what's going on in this world, because the world is a scary place, and to be on it by yourself is never the right way. Happy holidays, take care of yourselves, and I hope that you guys have a beautiful rest of your Sunday and new week, new possibilities. And so with that being said, I will see you guys next week. Bye!